supporting WHYY Penn Medicine, helping to find new cures for cancer. With life-saving clinical trials and advanced surgical techniques, Penn Medicine is offering more hope for patients everywhere. Learn more at PennMedicine.org/cancer. Penn Medicine, what's next?
Welcome back to Newswork Tonight. I'm Dave Heller. For the first time, planets beyond our solar system are pretty as a picture. Joining me to pose for a profile, Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. Derek, this is very exciting to actually see, not merely infer that there are planets beyond our sun's system.
Yeah, every picture tells a story.
Don't it?
And of course, a picture's worth a thousand words.
Safe to say the big trick was how to factor out that star's illumination so you could see these itty-bitty planets.
Yeah, so this is a combination of equipment that has been brought together to provide this capability. So we use the coronagraph to block the light from the primary star, and then we use the spectrograph to gather light from the attending planets, and that's how we create the picture.
What have we seen?
This is a piece of equipment that is now just beginning its full-time use, and so we've been able to prove the concept that this will work well. And now the idea is to try to use it to identify what the spectral characteristics are of the planets in question. So now we'll begin to understand more about what that composition is. Does it have an atmosphere? What kind of atmosphere does it have? What's the composition of the planet itself?
So we're looking for a very specific quality, and yet there's no question about the quantity. Don't most stars have planets now, as far as what we know?
Well, that's the supposition. One of the things that has come out of the Kepler mission to identify planets orbiting stars here in our own galaxy is that it seems now to make sense that a star is more likely to have planets than not to have planets. So, you know, we have to do a complete survey, of course, to make this work out. But statistically, it looks as if that would be the case. And, of course, we can extend that throughout our galaxy and on to other galaxies. We can't say that there's anything particular about this galaxy that would be conducive to the production of planets that wouldn't be the same at any other galaxy. So, you know, we do the statistical analysis that tells us that this is probably the case, and then we extend that out.
And helping in that research, not merely the land-based telescopes, we can go out of this world as well.
Yes, indeed. So the space-based platform will help us in trying to better see what's going on at these other stars. And to that end, there is a group called Blue Dot, which is crowdsourcing funds to build a space telescope that will be used to get a better look at the exoplanets that have been discovered orbiting the nearby stars Alpha and Beta Centauri.
Those are our closest neighbors?
They are our closest neighbors, 4.2 light years away. And the idea of there being planets orbiting those stars really excites us in that folks are beginning to speculate about creating transportation systems, albeit very, very tiny, that might allow us to access them within 100 to 200 years. Now, that's a remarkable thought. So the ability to better understand the nature of those planets would help to shape a mission of that sort, where we might send a very, very tiny spacecraft at a much higher velocity than we can send anything else to more closely inspect those planets.
We have a moment left. What's available to be seen in the night sky this week?
So this Thanksgiving week, we have great opportunity to observe fabulous things in the evening sky. Venus and Mars are over in the southwest at 5:30 in the evening. It's a great time to take a break from the turkey later this week and just go out and get a breath of fresh air, if you will, and enjoy the evening sky. If you happen to be a person that likes to be up early in the morning at 6 a.m., sunrise has not come yet, just in the offing, and that gives you the opportunity to see Jupiter and the moon Thursday morning and Friday morning this week, and they'll be great sights. So give it a try.
Thanks, Derek.
My pleasure, Dave.
Derek Pitts, chief astronomer at the Franklin Institute. He joins us each week at this time on Newsworks Tonight.